What's in your tank? I've used this a while back, just a little bit, thinking about it. But I ask, what's in your tank? Let me see. How many of us had some time in our lives used to just put in $5 or $10 to get us by in the gas tank? That sounds crazy now, doesn't it? Huh? Dad, can I have $10? I want to fill up my tank. You don't need $10 to fill up that thing. It only takes $6.95. Well, that's... But there was a time in my life when I... Now, I have a habit. I always fill up. Okay? I always fill my tank up before I, you know... Very rarely, if ever, do I just put some in the tank. Half fill my tank. Partially fill my tank. So as we consider our hearts and our minds and our souls, you know, as a tank this morning, not like a military tank, but like a gasoline tank or a storage tank or a fuel tank. What type of fuel are you putting in your tank? What are you putting in your heart and your soul and your mind every week? Are you only putting just a little bit of it in there just to get by for the next day, the next day? Or are you putting the whole thing? You're filling your tank up. Well, we, this morning, are filling our tank up, or putting things in our tank by being here this morning. I'd like for us to look at some passages of Scripture that allow us to consider what needs to be put in our tank. And as you can see, from our lesson text from Ephesians 3 this morning, well, if our tank, what's supposed to be in our tank? Christ may dwell in your hearts. That you be rooted and grounded in love. That you can comprehend what is the width and the length and the depth and the height of the love of Christ. To be filled with all the fullness of God. Boy, to him be glory in the church. To be filled with the fullness of God. I'm going to fill my tank with the fullness of God. Isn't that right, Callan? Papa's up here. He's pointing at me, so I'm going to point back. I recognize him, paying attention. Look at that. Huh? What an example. He's paying attention. Look how old he is. Okay? That Christ may dwell in our hearts. That we may be rooted and grounded in love. We may be able to know the love of Christ and how great it is. That's being filled with the fullness of God. You know what's unique? When God's Word tells us something and how to understand what we're supposed to be, and they bring knowledge to us, He doesn't leave an abstract thought that we just can't comprehend or that it's unfulfilled. Preceding the fullness of God, He mentions what needs to be there in our hearts. What needs to be in our tank. In Ephesians chapter 4 it is written, "But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore," he says, "when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men." Now this... He ascended. What does it mean but that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who is descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fit all things. And he himself gave some to be apostles, and some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors, and some teachers. For the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speak the truth in love, may grow up in all things unto him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Back to filling our tanks, folks. Edifying the body of Christ. The unity of faith. The knowledge of the Son of God. Speaking the truth in love, and may grow up. Grow up. Grow up. Is your tank always empty? Grow up. Is your tank always empty? Look out for the cares of somebody else. Edify somebody else. Reach out and help somebody else. Is your tank always empty? Open your Bible. God will not disappoint. I promise you. I plead with you to recognize your tank's empty. Open your Bible. You feel like you've had enough of somebody? I'm filled up right to here with your stuff. That happens in our lives. Don't let somebody else fill your tank for you. Don't let your boss fill your tank for you, or your spouse, or your neighbor, or the person that can't drive on the interstate, doesn't know what the laws are, or can't read and write, but they're in the car. That happens, folks. We need to be able to speak the truth in love. Fill our tanks with the things who is the head, Christ things. We need to be jointed and knit together to edify and to produce love. What's in your tank? In Philippians chapter 4, it is written, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do. And the God of peace will be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at your last care for me has flourished again. Through you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere, in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Now, this is contrary a little bit to having a tank full, right? So I ask you, what's in your tank? Well, sometimes, guess what? It's going to be full. Sometimes you're going to be hungry. But we as God's people have learned to be both full and to be hungry. To be content. To be content. Now that doesn't mean to be lazy. Doesn't mean to do nothing. Doesn't mean to give up. Because those words are contrary to the word content. Content means walking by faith, knowing God will take care of you. Content means you know that there's something being put in your tank. Okay? Content means, once again, walking by faith, not by sight. To learn to be full and to be hungry. I started on a tale of feature a couple, 3 or 4 years back at Peregrine Speedway in a race car. Racing. Okay? Woohoo! And I started moving up, and I was passing cars, and people were making mistakes and crashing off the track, and I was up to fifth. And I thought I might have a chance in enough laps to win that race. The car was just flying. I was pulling wheelies coming off the corners, dropping back down inside the car. It was,
It's almost as good as coming to worship, isn't it? Four laps to go, somebody crashes, there's a yellow flag. We take off, and I'm going down the front stretch, and my car goes. They turn the corner, and it sloshes the fuel around. I take off again. Everything's perfect. Car's running great. Top of the world. I'm going to tell you something. I'm out of fuel. I put enough fuel in there to make the race, but there were so many yellows and cautions from people, other people making mistakes. Crashing, spinning out. All the yellow flags used up all the fuel in the tank. I ask us folks in our lives, what yellow flags are using up your fuel? What other people are taking the fuel out of your tank? So you have to end up running on empty when you really need to be walking by faith. What's robbing your faith in your life? Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Replace it with fruits of the Spirit. Replace it with the things in the fullness. Learn to be full and to be hungry. Replace it with the truth and things that are noble, things that are just, things that are pure, things that are lovely, whatever's good report, virtue, praiseworthy. Meditate on these things. Think about godly things in our lives. How many of us this morning decided to get up and say, I'm going to think about godly things today. I'm going to meditate on the Word of God today. Or do we think about potluck? Or do we think about how much gas is in the car when we saw the fuel gauge? What are you putting in your tank? What are you putting in your tank? What is in your tank? Jesus is in your tank. You should never be empty. In Hebrews chapter 10, it is written, therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us, through the veil, that is, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. How many of us this morning woke up with a full assurance of faith in our tank? Our tank was full of faith. By faith, Abraham. By faith, Noah. By faith, Job. By faith, Paul. We should be able to say by faith, Ed. By faith, Adam. By faith, DC. Right? That's this side. This side over here. By faith, Pip. Phil, not Bill. You see, folks, by faith. By faith. If we're walking by faith, our tank's never going to be empty. We got to fill it with things that are of faith. How many of us got up this morning, thought, you know what, if as you get up this week, this is the first day of the week God's blessed us with, let's try and think about this, okay? Stir up love and good works. Just look in the mirror. I'm gonna try it. I'll try it. If you do, fine. Not. I'm just throwing out the idea. Okay. I'm not binding it upon you. I'm just encouraging you to consider to keep your tank full, to work on stirring up love and good works. Stirring up. How many people stirred something to make pigeon food today?
Sure.
You plan on stirring up some love when you're doing that? Stirring up some good works? Guess what? What happens if I take all the ingredients of... I'm trying to think what somebody might have made today, but let's just say, all the ingredients of something to be baked. You're baking from scratch, okay? And I set it all there on the counter, and I just sit there and wait for it to mix itself. I just wait for that flour and sugar. Let's use chocolate chip cookies, okay? Flour and sugar and chocolate chips, and maybe put some molasses in there, maybe not. Maybe some brown sugar, maybe not. I'm just going to sit and watch all that stuff on the counter and see if it mixes itself. I'm going to think real hard about it. I'm going to pray real hard about it, which would be kind of silly. But you know what, folks? We pray for things that we ought to be doing. We are children of the Most High God. We are to be stirring up love and good works. It's not just going to happen. We need to be filling our tanks with love and good works. We need to, not only this is the neat thing about it, okay? Exhorting one another. When you do that, you're filling up other people's tanks. We can fill each other's tanks. Brother Tom, will you meet me after pitch in this afternoon? And I'll fill up your tank at the gas station. You open for that? Okay. If you're there right at 2:12:03, I'll do that. God doesn't put that type of constraint on us. His truth, His love, His purity, His grace, His mercy is there all the time to fill our tanks. We don't have to be in a certain spot, a certain time, a certain way. Don't constrain the love of Christ. It should constrain us to be filling our tanks with heavenly things. James chapter 3, it is written, who is wise and understanding among you? I'm just going to do this. Everybody look around and look and figure out who's wise and understanding among you. Everybody, it's okay. You can look at each other. We love each other. We're a family. Who is wise and understanding among you? Okay? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Now I proclaim to you this morning that everybody here is wise and understanding. And just because it talks about the he here doesn't mean that women can't be wise and understanding. Okay? It applies to all people. And it applies to whether you're young or old. Because guess what? It's got to be pure, peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy, good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Is your tank full of peaceable things, being gentle, willing to yield? See, I read these. Some of these, man, I got down pat. I won't tell you which ones. You probably already guessed them. Maybe one, Don. You need to work on the rest of them. But folks, that's what the neat thing about God's holy word is, and the power in his word, and how it fills our tanks and works in our lives. If we're not looking at it, we don't know we got a half empty tank or a quarter empty tank or three quarters full, and I still got a quarter that I got to work on. God's holy word reminds us to fill our hearts with things that help us be successful as children of the Most High God. Being king of the kingdom, having confidence, being content.
Fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Our last passage this morning, the lesson is yours, from Luke chapter 11. No one, when he has lit a lamp, puts it in a secret place or under a basket, but on a lampstand, that those who come in may see the light. The lamp of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body also is full of light. But when your eye is bad, your body is also full of darkness. Therefore, take heed that the light which is in you is not darkness. If then your whole body is full of light, having no part dark, the whole body will be full of light, as when the bright shining of a lamp gives you light. What does your light reveal this morning, brothers and sisters and friends? What's in your tank? Is it fruits of the Spirit and God's holy word like we've looked at this morning, or is it something else? There's no better time than right now to fill your tank full of the things of God and get rid of the things of the world. If you have not become a child of Christ, a Christian, we offer that invitation this morning. Give your life to Jesus. If you need prayers, congregation, to help with things that are in your tank, we invite you to do so as we stand and sing the selected hymn this morning.
Would you be free?